Well, with COVID numbers generally trending down across the state, Governor Roy Cooper last week lifted all the remaining capacity restrictions and social distancing requirements and nearly all the remaining mask mandates, with some still remaining. How is the new policy working out locally? What is the state of things when it comes to COVID-19, the pandemic, the vaccination process, and what can we look forward to in the weeks and months to come? We're joined on the phone right now by Quintana Stewart, the health director for Orange County. Quintana, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So it was a big rules change that came down at the state level last week. Caught a lot of people by surprise, but now we've had a week to process it and start to adjust to it. What were your thoughts then and what are your thoughts now?
Well, I was a little surprised, but not totally, when we heard the CDC announcement on Thursday. I kind of suspected that the state may move in the same direction. And so I understand it. I would say overall, throughout the county, residents, business owners, you're right, we're still processing and figuring out, well, what does this new executive order mean for me? But there are still some requirements in place. Although many of the restrictions have been lifted. So I just want to remind folks that this new order was really to allow folks that have been fully vaccinated the opportunity to move around freely without the face covering indoors and outdoors in most settings. But we still have quite a few settings where there is a requirement to continue to wear the face covering. So that would be our schools, our child care facilities, children's day or overnight camps, healthcare settings, public and private transportation, congregate settings such as prisons and establishments that are assisting community members experiencing homelessness. So there are still some places where there's high risk for transmission of COVID-19, and so the face covering is still required.
And I know it's different in different places, but certainly here in Orange County, folks have been doing a really good job abiding by the requirements and wearing a mask for the last X number of months. I've kind of lost track, but I've also gotten used to it. So I'm vaccinated, and now we've got this guidance from the CDC saying it's relatively safe to go around without a mask. I still do, though, and I see a lot of other people who I know are vaccinated also doing the same thing. Is that what you're seeing as well?
I am, Aaron. You're right. And I will say I would encourage folks, if you feel safer and protected and you feel better about wearing your mask, continue to do so. There's nothing that says that you can't. Some of the things are better, and I have to do this in my own household. Everybody in my house is not vaccinated as of yet. We have a child who's not eligible yet to be vaccinated. So we do continue to wear the mask, one, because he has to. And we also just want to make sure we don't bring something into the home and expose him. So I think folks have to really gauge their own individual situation and the risk for their household and their loved ones. And make a choice about that, the choice to wear the mask. It is also hard because our new executive order relies heavily on the honor system. Mm-hmm. So there are many business owners that will just continue with the blanket requirement that you wear a mask because it's hard to know who was fully vaccinated and who is not because we're not doing any type of documentation requirement or checks.
So what's your general advice for, different people are in different stages of vaccination. Some people are fully vaccinated, some partially, some have not started the process yet. What is the advice for those different groups of people?
The one I would say, remember, you're not fully vaccinated until 2 weeks after your second dose, if you got the Moderna or the Pfizer, or 2 weeks after the initial vaccination, if you got the Johnson & Johnson. So that's when you consider fully vaccinated. I would also recommend that continue to wear your mask while you're out. If you're not vaccinated, not fully vaccinated, especially if you know you're going to be in a large setting, a large crowd where you can't maintain that 6 feet of physical distancing. We do have the variants circulating in our community, which are, more transmissible. So I would say for those that are not vaccinated, not fully vaccinated, it is really important that they continue to wear that mask. And again, you have to go off of what works for you and your household and where your comfort level is.
What do we know about vaccination rates in Orange County? I know we're past 50% on the state level, and I know we're well past that here in Orange County, but do we know specific numbers?
We're doing really well in Orange County. Last time I looked, we were hovering really close to the 50% for full vaccination, and we may have tipped over for those that have received at least the first dose. So we're doing well, but there's still room. We want as many folks as possible to get vaccinated. But overall, Orange County has done a great job responding and coming out to be vaccinated. The new approval in the last week or so with our 12 to 15-year-old age group has really been received well by community members. I had a chance to go out this past weekend to a site, and I got a chance to see whole families sitting to be vaccinated. And the parents explained, we were always going to be vaccinated. We just wanted to wait and do it when the children were eligible. So it was a wonderful thing to see.
What efforts are ongoing at the county level to get the vaccine out to kids 12 to 15 and up?
So we've been working closely with the schools, both of our districts, so partnering with them and some other providers in the community to make it accessible for the school-age children and their parents and their families. So we have several pop-up sites that will be up and available over the course of this upcoming weekend, and some even plan a little further out, I'm sure. So again, we try to take the vaccine out into the community because we realize maybe it's a barrier for folks to come to us. So we will continue those planning efforts, working with school partners and other community partners just to make it accessible.
Speaking with Quintana Stewart, Orange County Health Director, talking about COVID-19 and the process of getting folks vaccinated. Is there a sector of Orange County where it's been particularly challenging to get the vaccine out, whether it's geographic or demographic or anything else?
I can't pinpoint one specific area. Again, we have a mobile team that has been very active, and so we go out. We're working with the farming community. So, I mean, we're hitting all parts of the county, the northern part, which is more rural, clearly the southern part. I don't have one specific area. Right now, maybe what we're facing is a little bit of hesitancy because folks still have questions. And so, again, we continue with our educational efforts. We go to the community. We answer any questions they may have. We've added nursing to our call center line. So, you know, folks call and they have some medical questions and things they want to ask about the vaccine. There's a nurse that can talk to them. So that's where we are. But overall, the whole county has been pretty receptive to vaccination.
What are the most common questions that you get, and what should folks know in response to those questions?
Lots of questions around will it impact ability to become pregnant? Will it harm any stages of the pregnancy? And the answer to that is no. There's no data right now that shows that the COVID vaccine impacts your pregnancy in an adverse way. So there was lots of hesitancy around that. There was some worries around timing of getting the vaccine. For example, if you just had another type of vaccine or something, do you have to wait in order to get the COVID vaccine? And that guidance was just released this week. But no, there's no timing, nothing that shows you have to wait before you get your COVID vaccine. So those are some of the big questions that we get. But lots of questions from childbearing community members in that group.
Speaking again with Quintana Stewart, and as we start to wrap up this conversation, we're also looking ahead to the summertime. School will be out of session. What efforts are on the way to keep people safe, get more people vaccinated as we get into the summer months, and what else should people know in terms of just health advice in general?
So I would say as we head into summer months, be mindful that a large percentage of our children are still not yet vaccinated. Some are not eligible to be vaccinated. So continue to wear your mask when you know you're going to be around a large group of folks in our younger population. Other folks, I would say check out our site, the myspot.nc.gov. it will give you a full listing of all the vaccination sites. You can search and do your filter based on city or zip code. You can even search based on the vaccine brand. So if you're looking for something to vaccinate a younger member of your family, you need the Pfizer. So you can actually filter and pick Moderna, Pfizer, or the Janssen, J&J. So it will tell you lots of places. And we have lots of vaccine providers here in our county. I mean, just to name a few, the health department, of course, we have our sites, and we have pop-up clinics that we post on that site as we get scheduled them. But you have the Hillsborough Pharmacy, Walmart over at Hampton Point, Harris Teeter on MLK in Chapel Hill, the Walgreens in Chapel Hill. I mean, we are flooded with vaccine providers. So, you know, it's available. And I would say anyone that is wanting one, check out that site, myspot.nc.gov. You can also call the Orange County Health Department Call Center, and we have folks that will answer, and they will help you schedule an appointment at one of the health department sites. That number is 919-913-8088.
And you can also get more information on the Orange County Health Department's page at orangecountync.gov. Again, myspot.nc.gov for more information on scheduling a vaccine appointment. Quintana Stewart, Orange County Health Director, thank you again so much for being with us today.
Thank you.